In this book, Grant explains that extreme risks aren't always required in order to achieve significant success. Yes, there are inherent risks to being an entrepreneur, but those risks can be balanced by being conservative and careful in different areas. Entrepreneurs also struggle with ambivalence, fear, and a lack of self-confidence. While it may look like entrepreneurs look for risks and enjoy taking them, most entrepreneurs actually work to avoid risks. The common misperception is that most entrepreneurs have up and resigned from their regular careers and risked their health and home in order to commit fully to their business ideas before they actually succeed. Actually, many entrepreneurs keep their regular day jobs for a very long time, even after they have achieved a level of success for the entrepreneurial endeavor. In fact, those are the entrepreneurs who actually achieve long-term success more often than the ones who desert their day jobs in the very beginning of a business startup. The creative people who dreamed up and started eBay, Apple, Warby Parker, and Google kept working their day jobs for a significant amount of time after their companies reached a level of success. Even the best-selling author Stephen King and the famous Queen guitarist John Legend kept working their regular day jobs once their creative ideas became reality. Keeping a day job provides much stability for the entrepreneur when taking considerable risks for a new venture. It will also help ensure there has been enough time to test and perfect a product before it hits the market. Not only that, but keeping that secure day job provides opportunities to take bigger risks during the startup phase of a creative idea. Those starting Warby Parker, an eyeglass company built online, is a great example of this. The four individuals who created Warby Parker all stayed on their regular internships and day jobs while launching the company. They used the extra time to carefully analyze their startup business plan and prepare for serious risks and challenges they might encounter once it started. Because of this, they were able to build an amazing success in the business online that many believed would fail. People who have succeeded in becoming entrepreneurs share another common trait that was discovered over the course of several research studies. Most of them tended to take limited risks during their teenage years. As teenagers, quite a few of them tried risky things like smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol, and minor shoplifting. But they did not allow those risky behaviors to go to the extreme and turn into drunk driving or felony theft. The point is, they gave themselves permission to take risks without going beyond a certain point of safety. In his book, Grant explains that being a unique and individual person means you must be open to new things and new ideas. However, being open to new things also comes with a cautious attitude, just like someone who walks a tightrope between two skyscrapers is cautious enough to have a safety harness just in case. Unique people are determined to do things better if possible, whether or not it takes more work to do so. For example, people with this type of attitude aren't satisfied with using whatever browser their computer is set to default to, such as Safari or Internet Explorer. They look to Chrome or Firefox to see if they work better than the default. In similar fashion, people who have less advantages in life often take things as they are and will often give up their rights without a fight, while those who happen to have had more advantages from growing up with higher income levels tend to fight for the rights they believe they deserve. Those without certain advantages might live believing they are merely victims to an unfair system and find it safer to do so than trying to draw attention to it in order to effect change. If the world is supposed to be this way, we don't need to be dissatisfied with it. People who aspire to hold on to their originality must be willing to stand against common standards and fight for something better. The online eyeglass company, Warby Parker, was the creative solution four college students came up with when they began to challenge